And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
And I am he. Wow, folks, it's Friday already. I hope you all are getting ready for a great weekend, and we have got a jam-packed show today. So let's get right into it. First of all, I want to remind you, today is February 21st, and that means 8 days of hope is now assembling volunteers starting at 3 p.m. That's 3 p.m. Central Time, starting to assemble volunteers. So go to their website, 8daysofhope.com, all spelled out, no numbers, 8daysofhope.com, and sign up to volunteer and help the people in Jackson, Mississippi who are overwhelmed with flooding. And it really is a very tragic situation there. 1,500 homes flooded. Up to as many as 900 homes are already experiencing flooding. So the situation really needs your help. So we'd appreciate you partnering with a great ministry, 8 Days of Hope, as they prepare to assist communities in Jackson after the extensive flooding that's hit that area. And of course, let's always remember to pray for the folks down there because of, even though, sadly, when we talk about praying, the left says, we don't need prayers, which just goes to show how stupid they really are because they don't know. Prayer opens the door to all kinds of other possibilities and all kinds of other blessings. So you got to be a complete and utter airhead to say, I don't need prayer. But that's what they always say. But you know what? We're going to pray anyway. So that's one thing. Go to the website, 8daysofhope.com to volunteer. Great organization doing some great work. I want to remind you again that we've got our Marriage, Family, and Life Conference coming up, sponsored by American Family Association. That's going to be June 25th through 27th. I know this is early, but we have early bird registration, which is discounted, up until April 1st, and after that, it goes up again. So we want you to be aware of that so that you, A, you'll put it in your schedule and prepare to come, and B, so that you'll get that discounted price rather than paying full price by waiting until later. The speakers include yours truly, Dr. Frank Torek, Dr. Michael Brown, marriage and family expert Laura Petheridge, Abraham Hamilton III, my colleague here, Dr. Alex McFarland as well, Miki Addison, licensed professional counselor John Uller, and Students for Life Outreach Coordinator Elizabeth Parker. It is going to be a jam-packed conference. And by the way, we're going to have a track for youth ages 4 to 17. So we're going to have youth activities there too. So the whole family is invited to come. You can get more details and you can register at marriagefamilylife.net. Just like it sounds, marriagefamilylife.net. Folks, we've got more to cover on today's program than we're going to be able to as adequately as I'd like, but I hope we will whet your appetite and you'll follow up on getting more information. First of all, after the first break, my guest coming up is a dear friend of mine, Trevor Loudon. Trevor's just written a new book called White House Reds. Yeah, White House Reds, Communists, Socialists, and Security Risks, Running for U.S. President in 2020. Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting because Trevor is, as far as I'm concerned, the most informed expert on the infiltration of Marxism, socialism, communism into our culture. And he has written extensively about it. He's done a movie about it. He's preparing, in fact, another movie is coming out this year about it, about the infiltration of the church with socialism and communism and Marxism. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's going to be on with us for a bit. And we're going to try to get some of your calls in while he's with me. And not absolutely certain we'll be able to do that, but we will play it by ear. By the way, the book is available now on Amazon, for example. And there may be some other places. I'll talk to him about that when he comes. White House Reds, Communists, Socialists, and Security Risks Running for U.S. President. Now, folks, there are some stories that I just don't know what to say. John Brennan has called everybody who supports Donald Trump and everybody that he speaks to a debased group of people. I didn't know we were debased. Did you? Yeah, I didn't know that any agreement with the policies of President Donald Trump makes you a debased person. And of course, debased means degenerate, immoral, amoral, completely lacking in ethics. A debased person is a person who basically, ethically and morally, wallows in filth. That's what the former head of our CIA has now called the many Americans, 63 million, who voted for Donald Trump, and of course half the population that supports him. He is going to step beyond deplorables. He's now called us debased. This is the guy whose first vote for president was for a communist. This is the guy who, as far as I'm concerned, is still a communist, because I've never heard him renounce communism. And you know, here again, I'm only reporting rumors now, but they are out there, and they are extensive, and he has never denied them. So you make of that what you will. I'm not reporting this as a fact, but it's something that is said. But I'm more reporting about his response. It is said that John Brennan is a Muslim. Now, that's been alleged, and he's never confirmed it, but he's also never denied it. This is a guy who comes with a lot of questions about who he is and his background, communism, Islam, radical Islam, frankly, his sort of empathy for all of that and relationship to that. And he's never, here again, if somebody accused me of being anything that I was not true, if they said, you know, you're a Muslim, I'd say, no, I'm not. I am a Christian. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I love the Lord. And anybody who tells you anything different than that is a liar. But he has not done that. He has not done that. If I ever had, and I was never a member of the Communist Party or got involved in with the Communist Party, I was like a lot of kids of the 60s. I was out on the left, and I've certainly admitted that. But I got saved, and that changed my salvation, and my relationship with the Lord changed my politics as well. But John Brennan voted for a communist. I've never heard him say, well, I renounce communism. That was wrong. That was a big mistake on my part. I was a young, stupid kid. I've never heard him say anything like that. I've never heard James Comey say he renounces communism, and he admitted that he was once a communist. And yet these people are pointing at patriotic Americans who love God, love our country, really believe this president is doing a great job for America, not based on pie-in-the-sky nonsense, but based on hard facts. Hard facts. And we're debased? I mean, folks, this stuff just, you know, I've said this before. These people don't like Americans, and they don't like America based upon the traditions and the values and the institutions bequeathed to us by our founding fathers. And that's why they hate Donald Trump, because he represents those of us who feel that way about our country. But you know what? They really hate us. And that's really a sad commentary for the people who are always pointing the finger at conservatives as haters, when the real hatred is coming from them. We'll be back with Trevor Loudon in just a moment.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
John Stossel says the problem is bad laws. Rafael Mengual describes it as the overcriminalization of America. Both are talking about the same problem and teamed up to produce a video that highlights an issue that needs to be addressed. To put simply, we have too many laws on the books, and many of which are outdated and need to be removed. For example, there's a law in South Carolina that bans 18-year-olds from playing pinball. Taking a rake from New York to New Jersey is actually a federal crime. Stossel pushes back on some of these examples in the video by pointing out that nobody goes to jail for silly or outdated laws. Mangual responds, that doesn't mean it's not a problem. Compliance takes time, money, and effort. He then provides examples where people were prosecuted. A woman was prosecuted for sheltering animals during a hurricane. She said she was just trying to make sure these poor animals weren't drowning, but North Carolina prosecutors filed criminal charges against her for practicing veterinary medicine without a license. In Kentucky, one man was giving eyeglasses to needy people who could not afford eye doctors, but the state official told him that this act of compassion was a crime. In these cases, you can see part of the problem is that established businesses are using existing laws or getting other laws passed so they can push out competition. They have lobbyists and can use laws and bureaucratic regulations to give them a market advantage. The bigger issue is that we have too many laws on the books. People commit crimes nearly every day without even knowing that they are doing so. State legislators need to focus some of their attention on existing laws that are outdated and unnecessary. Before they pass new laws, they should repeal the laws that we no longer need. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. viewpoints.info/antisemitism.
8 Days of Hope needs volunteers to help flood victims in Jackson, Mississippi. Efforts will continue through March 14th. Visit 8daysofhope.com to learn more and volunteer. Here's 8 Days of Hope President Steve Tiber.
We're looking for people who just want to serve others. You know, you don't have to be super gifted. Every disaster gives an opportunity for a believer to share a glimpse of Jesus Christ. On a moment's notice, your life can change, and you don't know what to do, and all of a sudden you get a knock on your door, and there's a dozen volunteers that have come from all over the country, and homeowners usually, they just start to weep. They're so blown away that volunteers they don't even know would come to their house to help them. That's the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.
Volunteers must be 18 years or older. Food and lodging are provided, but bring your own bedding. Come help flood victims in Jackson, Mississippi. Visit 8daysofhope.com. That's 8daysofhope.com.
Brian Fisher here. The Boy Scouts have gone bankrupt and the Roman Catholic Church may be next. I'll tell you why. The radioactive fallout from this week's Democrat debate continues to spread. We'll talk about who the winners and losers were. And Al Gore and the eco-fascists continue their search for just the right phrase to scare us all to death. Next on Focal Point.
Back to the Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
Now, folks, I've said many times that part of the challenge of dealing with Marxism and socialism and communism in our country today is most politicians with that kind of background or that inclination who really subscribe to the ideology, you're not going to find a membership card to the Communist Party in their wallets. That's passé now. So the question is, well, how do we know where they really stand? Well, one of the ways we know is when somebody arises who does extensive research to find out what these people really stand for, what's in their backgrounds, what have they said before, who have they been associated with, who have they been mentored by. And folks, the renowned expert on this kind of thing, in my view, is one person who stands head and shoulders, singularly above all others, and that is Trevor Loudon. Trevor has become a friend of mine. He and I have been working together for several months now on a project called Stand Against Communism. Trevor Loudon, welcome to The Awakening, and thanks for taking time to join us.
Oh, look, it's an honor to be on. Thanks very much, Bishop Jackson. Hope you're well.
Well, thank you so much, Trevor. Look, first of all, you've just written a new book. And before we get to that, Let's talk about what else you've got out there. You've got one movie out there that probably many people have already seen. I know I have. Tell us a little bit about that film if people want to get a hold of that.
Right. Well, it's very simply titled Enemies Within. It's available on Amazon. It's had over 2 million views on Amazon Prime, or more than that, maybe 3 million now. So it's very, very popular, and it basically, or you can order the hard copy off Amazon, and it's detailing the extensive Marxist and Islamist influence and infiltration of the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate, including most of the presidential current presidential candidates. So it's very much worth seeing.
What I like about it, Trevor, I've seen the movie a couple times actually now. What I like about it is it's not some sort of wild-eyed conspiracy theory stuff. You document, in fact, often people are being, they are condemning themselves. It is coming out of their own mouths, the things that would indicate that these people are coming from a Marxist, communist, socialist perspective. And so, folks, if you want to learn more about the people in our country who really are coming from that background, although they don't announce themselves as such, you really want to watch that film, Enemies Within. Now, Trevor, you've got a new film coming out here soon. Talk about that. Trevor, are you with us? Okay, did we lose Trevor? That's not on my end, is it, Randy? Okay. All right, we'll get Trevor back. The folks, the new film is called Enemies Within the Church. Enemies Within the Church, where Trevor does extensive research on how, here again, Marxists, socialists, communists are trying to infiltrate and to subvert the true biblical doctrines of the church with a lot of other things that have that are actually contrary to scripture. You know, the same way that black liberation theology and liberation theology have infiltrated many churches. Liberation theology started in South America. Okay, we've got Trevor back. Okay, Trevor, I was just telling people about the second film that you've got in the works right now that's about to come out. And that's, I believe it's called Enemies Within the Church, correct?
Yes, yes it is. And if the one that about the exposing the government would shock you, this is even more shocking. It deals, as you've been talking about, with the extensive Marxist infiltration now of even the evangelical churches and the Baptist church. And that's, whether you care about the church or not, they influence the politics of this nation. And if they go socialist, so will the nation. But, you know, the mainstream Protestant churches have been Marxist for Marxist influence for 100 years now. The Catholic Church now has a Marxist Pope in Francis. But what has been pure and what has been good have been the Baptists and the evangelicals. Well, the left hate the fact that these people elect people like Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump and undo all of their good work. So they've made a major effort in the last 10 years especially, and especially since the election of President Trump, to push the social justice and Marxist agendas into the Baptist and evangelical churches. And it's having a major impact right now.
And look, since you're talking right now, Trevor, to a lot of church-going people, what should they be looking for? What are the alarm signals that that they ought to be aware of when they're going to church and suddenly they hear something and they go, well, wait a minute, that's new, or I haven't heard that here before. What are some of the buzzwords and signals that a church may be starting to lean more in teaching sort of Marxist doctrine?
Well, if you hear the word woke, that's pretty much a big signal. But if you're hearing about critical race theory, if you're hearing about white privilege, if you're hearing about social justice, illegal immigration amnesty, welcoming refugees from the Middle East, if you're hearing about ending global warming and this kind of stuff, you're in a socialist church. You're probably not going to be hearing anything about the Old Testament or the Ten Commandments. You're going to be hearing a lot about a very watered-down kind of love, a love where everybody is accepted no matter what they do. You know, if you're hearing about gay marriage, if you're hearing about a softening of the stance on abortion, you're in a socialist church. Like, One little clip we have in our movie, there's a woman called Michelle Higgins, who is a pastor in St. Louis, Missouri. And in 2015, there was a big conference of young evangelical teenagers in St. Louis. And she was the guest speaker. And she gets up and tells them that the thing God wants them to do more than anything else is to end white privilege. Now, so these kids are all fired up about ending white privilege, thinking this is somehow biblical. You know, this is an imaginary concept. Yeah. But Michelle Higgins was a member of the Organization of Black Struggle, which is a front for the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, the pro-Chinese communist group that gave us the Black Lives Matter movement. So this is the kind of blatant Marxism that has been taught in the churches and the seminaries all over the country now. And it's rampant in the Baptist seminaries, but most of the evangelical ones as well.
And so what they bring this stuff in on notions of social justice, racial justice, ending sexism, ending white privilege, global warming, all of these ideas that are really coming out of the Marxist playbook, because what they're intended to do is to subvert American culture and values and replace it with something that is based on this kind of class, racist, sexual, whatever, warfare, that the socialists step in and they're going to bring justice to everybody and equality to everybody and fairness to everybody. But that's not the way it works out.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned liberation theology in Latin America. Now, that is basically Marxism with a Catholic veneer. And God is not in heaven. Heaven is not above. Heaven is on earth when we've achieved socialism. This is what is coming into the American churches now. Even the Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Convention, adopted critical race theory at their last convention in Alabama. Now, that comes from someone you used to know, Bishop, you know, a man called James Cone, mm-hmm. who was a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. He wrote a book called Marxism and the Black Churches, What Do They Have to Offer Each Other? And he went to Cuba in 1982 to meet Fidel Castro, and accompanying him was a man called Reverend Jeremiah Wright. You may have heard of him, you know, Barack mm-hmm. Obama's pastor for many years. So this is pure Marxism, but they put a little bit of Christianity on top of it, and they sell it to gullible young people and new Christians as genuine Christianity. But it is socialism. That's what it is. And it's leading millions of people astray.
Trevor, when's the new movie coming out? Okay, folks, we'll find out. We seem to be having some difficulties holding on to Trevor. I just wanted to get for you all when this new movie is going to be coming out. When he comes back, we'll get him back. We're going to talk about his new book, White House Reds, Communists, Socialists, and Security Risks, Running for U.S. President. Wow. And folks, we've got a bunch of them who fit that category, too. I read a piece that was basically criticizing me and others for questioning Pete Buttigieg about his father's communist background. But I haven't heard Pete Buttigieg renounce communism or socialism or anything like that. And he's positioning himself as a moderate. He's not a moderate, and none of them are. We'll be back in a moment.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I picked up a mail order catalog the other day and placed an order. It was a simple process, and it never entered into my mind that I would not get what I had ordered. For all of the reputable mail order houses today have guarantees that the merchandise will be as described, or it can be returned for full credit. Time was when that wasn't true. Back before 1872, if you placed an order from a catalog, your chances of getting what you ordered, merchandise as described in the catalog, were slim. For up until then, deception and outrageous fraud were more the rule than strict ethical dealing. But in 1872, a man who later was to become famous because of the mail order business published his first catalog. It was a one-pager with 163 items listed. That man and his catalog were to change the course of the mail order business. By 1875, he had increased his catalog to 72 pages, and the 1875 catalog carried in it an ironclad commitment to his customers. That policy, which still stands today, read like this: "We guarantee all of our goods. If any of them are not satisfactory after due inspection, we will take them back, pay all expenses, and refund the money paid for them." Later, that man included "not satisfactory" to include even a whim. The pledge, now commonplace, was unheard of in those days. And it wasn't long till his competition joined in line. They were dismayed by the move and felt certain disaster would result from it, but they had no choice. One man did what he believed right and best, and the others had to join in or get out. Why is it, not only in business but in other areas as well, that we are afraid to do that which we know is right and best? Why is it that we accept politics and other institutions as crooked and deceitful? Why do we think we have to do that which is wrong simply because everyone else does it, or because it's always been done? A man who goes against tradition and finds what is right can expect opposition. It's bound to come. But the odds are on his side that in the long haul, his method of honesty will prove successful. I can recall an incident when the Galilean went into the temple and upset the tables of the money changers. What had begun as a good service had become one filled with graft and corruption. But he dared to be different. He would not fall into line with dishonesty. And before long, that system he attacked disappeared. A person doesn't have to be dishonest simply because it's the accepted way. Every person can do what he knows to be right. It may not be easy, and he may not be accepted by his peers, but he will be right. And being right is worth far more than being accepted. Today, the mail order business is a multi-billion dollar a year concern, and it continues to grow at about 8% each year. The man who changed the mail order business into one of respectability and honesty was a man by the name of Aaron Montgomery Ward. His company still does business today.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
Folks, sorry about some of the technical problems we're having, but we've still got Trevor with us. He's back. Trevor, I was just explaining
Bishop.
Hey, good to have you back. Now, look, when is this new film, Enemies Within the Church? When do you expect that to come out?
Well, look, it's hopefully by April. It's really a matter of funding. We're on the very last stages of funding. Most of it's shot. But we sort of, this is a grassroots project, and we raise some money, we do some filming, we raise some money and do some filming. So if anybody wants to go to enemieswithinthechurch.com and chip in some money, it'll probably help us get us over that last little bit we have to get.
Excellent, Trevor. enemieswithinthechurch.com. So, folks, if you want to make a contribution, and as I always say, look, your contribution of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 bucks, or some of you can do better, you just don't know how much that helps, because it encourages people like Trevor who are out here not backed by billionaires like these leftists seem to be able to do, have these billionaires step up and just pour untold amounts of money into what they're doing.
Yeah.
Trevor depends upon grassroots folks like us. So, Trevor, I'm sure you'll get some response out of our audience. Now, look, thank you, Trevor, for what you're doing. As you know, I support you 1,000%. Now, let's talk about the book. You just got a new book out. Congratulations on that, by the way. White House Reds, Communists, Socialists, and Security Risks. I love the title, too. Running for U.S. President in 2020. And I've got a copy of the book, by the way, and got another copy on the way. I've got a sort of an advanced copy that I have. I've got another copy on the way. I would encourage people to get this book because I'll tell you what I've read is an eye-opener. And I consider myself to be relatively well-informed. But so you cover pretty much all the prominent candidates who are in the 2020 race on the Democrat side, correct?
Yes, I do. I put a cutoff date at the 1st of January 2020. A couple of them have pulled out since then, but they're still, you know, like Julian Castro, who has a huge communist background, is now backing Elizabeth Warren. But all the so-called moderates, you know, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, they all have Marxist backgrounds, all of them. You know, this isn't just crazy Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Every one of the leading Democrat contenders, with the exception of Bloomberg, has a Marxist background, an extensive Marxist background, still active. This isn't, you know, in their childhood. This is now. This is their whole political history is Marxist.
Well, speaking of that, now Bloomberg's got totalitarian impulses. He thinks he's a little Napoleon.
But oh, absolutely.
That's another matter. But look,
he's a menace in his own right. But call him a Marxist, but he is a menace. But all of his competition, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, you know, right down to Tulsi Gabbard, all of them have Marxist backgrounds.
Now, you know, Trevor, I was amazed to read that, you know, because I hadn't thought about this, but Bernie Sanders has been consistently really a communist since his youngest days. I mean, he's been deep into this. He's trying to hold himself out, use the word socialist, but your book goes into his background, and his background gives you the willies.
Oh, look, he is absolutely a communist. You know, President Trump is right to call him one. People say honest Bernie. He admits he's a socialist. No, he is a full-on totalitarian communist. He's been working with them since his teens. He is still working with them now. Some of his people, the Democratic Socialists of America people, are being trained right now by former East German communists. This is an ongoing thing. And he's worked with Communist Party USA. He's attended conferences with Palestine Liberation Organization members. He's been to Cuba, the Soviet Union, he cheered on the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. You know, he was under FBI surveillance for many years, which was completely justified.
And Trevor, if the mainstream media were not such a propaganda tool for the left, when Bernie Sanders' staff members started talking about setting up indoctrination camps and the need for gulags and the need to denazify people, that should have been a major story, and Bernie Sanders should have been called upon to denounce that, to say, well, they don't represent my views, and we're never, you know. But instead, it was just kind of swept under the rug like no big deal. As far as I know, these people are still working for him.
They still have their jobs, you know. These people were talking about gulags, cheating, totalitarianism, Marxism, communism. They're on his staff, and they're still on his staff, even though they were exposed by Project Veritas publicly in their own words. So whole Bernie Sanders movement is communist.
Yeah.
It is 100% totalitarian. If Bernie, God forbid, ever gets near real power in this country, we will regret it for the rest of our lives.
Well, Trevor, speaking of that, you and I and a number of others are hosting a whole set of state Capitol rallies to stand against communism and socialism on May 1st. And I'm excited about that. And folks, we want you all to be involved because we want to say to the rest of our countrymen, as I really believe, Trevor, that there are millions of Americans who are basically scared out of their wits at this stuff, but they don't have a platform or an avenue for expressing themselves other than, of course, this president who is a staunch and fearless warrior against this stuff. And we want to gather citizens from across the country to say we are not going to allow socialism and Marxism and communism to infiltrate our country and to take over our institutions. That's going to be May 1st, folks, at your state capitol, wherever you might be right now. And, of course, we're talking to people all over the country. So, Trevor, the American people have really got to stand up against this stuff and take it seriously, don't they?
Well, they do. Like, you know, Donald Trump Jr. said back in May, he said that the 2020 election will be communism versus freedom. And most people don't get that. They don't understand just how close we are. You know, so, yes, this is our... And I'll give you one little thing. All, you know, people say, well, okay, the socialist takeover, we'll come back and we'll vote them out the next time. No, we won't. You know, you vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out, and they'll have all our guns. You know, all the left has to do is do what Hillary Clinton promised to do in 2016, which is to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country and give them citizenship and voting rights. That's 22 million people. That's 15 or 16 million voters overnight. One more bad election and we will lose Texas and Arizona and North Carolina and Florida and Georgia. That will be it. So we got to get out and make a stand, Bishop. We got to make this election not between Republican and Democrat,
right,
but basically between communism and the Constitution. That's
Trevor,
what people have to understand that it is. So we got to highlight that, and that's why I'm supporting the rallies around the country, because we got to fly the flag of liberty, and we got to call these people out for the actual communists and socialists that they are.
Trevor, I want to repeat what you just said because, man, it struck me in my heart. You vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. And that's just how serious the situation is, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, we don't get another shot at this. You know, we are on the verge of great improvements and great extension of liberty. If President Trump is reelected, we'll see an increased majority on the Supreme Court. We'll see greater prosperity. We'll see, you know, a restoration of our Constitution. But if we don't do that, if we blow this opportunity, we will see tyranny in America. And
hey,
you,
Trevor,
don't just vote.
Trevor, I've got to take a break. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in a moment.
I began refereeing hockey in high school to get women to chase me. And they did. Boy, did they ever.
Sometimes sports can bring out the worst in us. And here's Phil Calloway explaining on Focus on the Family Minute.
They chased me down darkened hallways, out into parking lots, and sometimes out of town. They were so mad at me. If you ever doubt there is sin on earth, referee church hockey. One night I found myself breaking up a fight between two pastors, honest. Wow! I put them into the penalty box, and one guy turned to me and said, when I get to the rink, I leave Jesus behind. That's what he said. I said, you're not a kidding. Look at you. Wow.
Do you invite Jesus along with you as you're playing sports or to work? Let him be part of your interactions. More from Phil at FamilyMinute.org.
Insanity seems rampant in our nation. Reason seems to have no voice in the marketplace. The American Family Association offers a tool by which you can be heard. The AFA Action Alert is an email opportunity to contact directly our representatives, entertainment sponsors, even corporations, saying we see them, offer a better direction, and when appropriate, acknowledge a job well done. Sign up today at afaaction.net.
American Family Radio newscasts are now available as a podcast.
I'm Rusty Pugh.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Didn't catch the full story? Listen to the podcast.
I'm Chris Woodward.
I'm Chad Groening.
Didn't have the radio on at the top of the hour? Listen to the podcast.
I'm Charlie Bunch.
And I'm Fred Jackson.
Get accurate news from a Christian perspective whenever you want it with the American Family News podcast. You can also sign up for our daily news brief. Visit onenewsnow.com.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
And we are back. We're talking to Trevor Loudon. Trevor's just written a new book called White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risks, Running for U.S. President in 2020. Trevor, this book is powerful, and people are going to learn things about these candidates, particularly the front runners, that they never knew, because I consider myself to be relatively well-informed on this stuff, and I'm reading things that I thought, what? Oh, wow. So I would encourage people to get the book. And is the best way to get the book through one of your websites or through Amazon or what?
Well, you can go to my website, trevorloudon.com, and order it, or you can just go straight to Amazon. It's not on Kindle yet, but it's on hard. You can get the hard copy there. So, it's been live for about 2 or 3 days now. So you could be one of the first people in America to get a copy.
That's right. Folks, this is right off the presses, believe me. Now, Trevor, in terms of mobilizing people to get out and vote, you just said something that just got me thinking again. You know, they've done polls saying that that the majority of Americans believe we could be within 5 years of a civil war in this country, which when you start reading that stuff, you kind of go, I mean, has it gotten that bad? But I tell people all the time, if you're not registering, if you're not voting, if you're not turning people out to vote, if you're not part of the political process, don't even talk to me about violence. Don't even talk to me about, well, we might have to have a civil war. Use the tools that are available to you through our constitutional system that you have now, because if you will do that, we won't even ever have to think about having some kind of civil war in the country, which nobody ought to want, because that's a horrible thing to even have to contemplate. So we need to encourage people to get involved in the process, don't we?
Well, look, exactly, Bishop. And there are 100 million Americans who could have voted in the last election and didn't. And a large proportion of those are Christians. You know, so they say, well, look, politics is a dirty game. We don't want to get involved in politics. Well, of course it's dirty if the good people aren't in there. You know, how do you get to live in the freest, richest country the world has ever known, that has a constitution directly inspired out of the Bible, that has given you more wealth and freedom and prosperity and leisure time than anybody has ever enjoyed in history? And how do you have all that and think you have no responsibility for passing that on to the next generation? How is that a Christian attitude?
Trevor, there are people, I'm sure, who want to talk to you. We're down to about 10 minutes left in the program, but I want to give my audience a chance to talk to you. Folks, the number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you call me, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to Trevor Loudon and ask him any questions that you might have, since we've got him on for an extra segment, which I didn't expect. I appreciate you staying on, too, Trevor, to do that.
No problem at all, Bishop.
Now, Trevor, you and I have been working on, as soon as we get you all queued up, we'll come right to the lines. Well, you and I have been working on the Stand Against Communism project, and I have to say, Trevor, the information that you provided has really been the lifeblood of this effort, because you're the one who does the research and provides the information and lets people know what is going on. So let's get into one more brief synopsis. Joe Biden has been touted as the alternative to Bernie Sanders, and he's still leading in South Carolina. He's not leading in the national polls, but he's still leading in South Carolina. And Joe Biden is the moderate guy. He's the guy who brings some common sense back to the Democrat Party. Just give us a couple of tidbits. People can read more extensively, but give us a couple of tidbits on Joe Biden, the moderate.
He's one of the worst of them. He owes his job to he owed his whole career to a group called the Council for a Livable World. They got him elected back in 1972 as a 29-year-old city councillor who took out a four-term incumbent Republican senator with an 80% approval rating. These people raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for him and have worked with him ever since. The organization was set up by a Soviet spy called Leo Szilard. He was picked out by a guy called, the actual work was done by a guy called Al Gore Sr. You might have heard of his son. He invented invented global warming and the internet. And he was the mentor of another Soviet agent, a man called Armand Hammer. And this group picked out Joe Biden, funded him into office, and the quid pro quo was he had to vote to gut the U.S. military at every single opportunity, to negotiate bad treaties with the Soviet Union, to cut nuclear weapons, cut arms programs, and he has been stellar at that. He has done more damage to the U.S. military on behalf of an organization run by a Soviet spy. He's done more damage than any army could hope to do. He'd be one of the most dangerous politicians in American history, that man. And he is the moderate.
The moderate.
And just by the way, the other moderate, Amy Klobuchar, is one of the worst Marxists in there. She's one of the worst of them.
Well, look, folks, get the book, White House Reds, and you'll learn more than you possibly can imagine in this book. Let's try to get a couple calls in here in the short time we've got left. Let's go to Wesley in Georgia. Wesley, welcome. Wesley, you are on.
Yes, how are you doing today?
We're fine. What's your question for Trevor?
Hi, Wesley.
I was wondering how has our country and our government allowed all of these communists and socialists to exist? How have they come to power? 50 to 100 years ago, they would have all been arrested as enemies of the state. So why have we allowed all this to happen?
Well, that's a good point, because people like Bill Clinton abolished all security checks in the White House, and there's been no background checks on congressmen since World War II. They have none whatsoever. And so the Russians know this, the Chinese know this, the Cubans and the Venezuelans and the Iranians know this, and they exploit that. And since the days of McCarthy, the Republican Party and the mainstream media won't call someone a communist, even if they have a hammer and sickle tattooed on their forehead. You've got a free pass. In my book, my movie Enemies Within, I say there's about 100 members of the U.S. Congress right now and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus. They are that bad and that anti-American and that affiliated with so many dangerous groups.
Yeah, they're using our freedom against us. All right, thanks for the
call.
Let's go to Sherry in Oklahoma. Sherry, welcome. You are on, Sherry.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My question is in same regards as the last one. I remember my mother talking about in the 40s and 50s where the Hollywood stars would be blacklisted if they were even considered a communist. If they even spoke the word communist, they were blacklisted or blackballed. And now it seems like Hollywood is in the mainstream of pushing the communist regime to us.
Oh, yes, that is absolutely true,
look,
Sherry.
Look,
thank you.
Completely, Hollywood is run by the left, and they completely blackball conservative actors and producers, etc., which is why almost everything that comes out of Hollywood is tilted to the left. You don't see a lot of wholesome movies coming out of Hollywood these days. And but this is you know, every major university in America is run by Marxists. The union movement is run by Marxists. Black Lives Matter, the Women's March movement, is run by Marxists. Most of the Democratic Party is now run by Marxists. These are the people who marched for the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War and supported Fidel Castro and the Sandinistas in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're in their 60s and 70s, at the peak of their power, and they want their revolution before they die. And they're using the Democratic Party as their main vehicle for this.
Trevor, we're almost out of time. Let's try to get Virginia of Texas in. Virginia, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes, I turned your show on. I'm in the middle of a meeting, but I turned your show on before I got here. And this is exactly what has happened in our church. We're in transition of getting a new pastor. And he is exactly what you explained. And
yeah,
we can't get the search team to understand this. They support the SBC. They don't understand, and I don't know. We don't know what to do.
This is a very common problem, Virginia. This is, these new pastors are coming in, are trained at Southeastern Baptist and other places, and they are imbued with Marxism. And they come into the new church, and the people want to welcome them, and they think, well, this is just a new way of doing things. We'll go along with this. But no, you can't do that. This is destroying traditional Christianity in the country, because this is Marxism. And a lot of the church elders have no idea what's going on, so they don't support you. So that's why we're doing the movie, to highlight this and make people understand what this problem really is and give them the tools to fight back.
Okay, Trevor, we are out of time. People are asking, because we've got calls we can't get to, but they're asking how to get in touch with you. Folks, for now, just contact me. I'll put you in touch with Trevor. You can email me at ewj@standamerica.us, and we'll pass that along to Trevor Loudon. I encourage you to join with us in Stand Against Communism Coalition and help us get these May 1 rallies all across the country going. Trevor, listen, we don't want you ever going back to New Zealand. I noticed your southern accent. You stay right here in the United States of America and help us keep this nation free, my friend. So God bless you, Trevor.
Well, look,
we
sort of owe you something for you saving us in World War II. You know, that's...
Listen, I appreciate
that,
Trevor. We've
got to return the favor, but...
Okay, God bless you, my friend. Folks, that's going to do it. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.